Well, Lise is a spin bowler, so her follow-through is not as vigorous as a Pat Cummins. But would you ever bowl in a helmet, Lise? Good morning.
Morning, Slats. No, I wouldn't. And I don't know how that was going to work. I agree. What is Heels talking about?
Imagine playing in Abu Dhabi where it's 45-degree heat, trying to bowl in a helmet.
Yeah, no, thank you. And that's why we retired, right?
Yeah. I reckon he's cop some in the noggin during those sparring sessions.
Heels.
Yeah. Well, but just I heard you about talking about the two pitches about Sachin Tendulkar. Isn't it true, like in county cricket, sometimes they've kind of got a seaming wicket down one end and spin down the other, and they obviously use their bowlers a certain way?
Yeah, well, they leave the grass onto a point and then they shave it off at each end. So you've got sort of two pitches in one, I suppose. Yeah.
There you go. You don't need two separate ones.
No.
Just the one. And
exactly.
Here's a shock for you. The competition committee, they've rejected the idea. Officially.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
But the other thing, Lisa, we're chatting about, and you're involved, obviously, is the WBBL commentator with the 10 Network that...
She's playing still.
What about Christmas Day? You're willing to work in the commentary box or right out there on the field on Christmas Day?
Well, that is probably the only day, really, that everyone gets off. But as you know, everyone's at home wanting something to watch. There's not much on there, so why not a bit of cricket?
Yeah, you've got people that have to work on it, though. That's the problem.
Not
it's not just for the players, is it?
Well, you're
you've
not
got
digging
a
ditches.
Big production staff and all the rest of it. There's enough games, though. But
you're right, there is. And, I mean, everyone, because of the Boxing Day test anyway, you guys, a lot of the production crew, and I'm not sure what you guys do as commentators, whether you fly down the day before, but you know, all the players have Christmas together, and that seems to be a tradition. And I guess it's really during the summertime, if you're playing or working, that they become your second family, don't they?
Yeah, they do, absolutely. No, they do. It was fantastic last year to have the women involved in the Big Bash lease, and it'll just go to another level, I'd imagine, this year, and a few standalone games, I believe.
Yeah, the start of it, which is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, two double-headed matches. All eight teams are coming to play at North Sydney Oval. All matches will be shown on Channel 10 and the main channel as well.
Yep.
So they've upped the ante and showcasing more of the women's games. There's going to be more double headers as well. So people that want to come in a little bit earlier to watch the Big Bash will get there early, and you'll start to see some of the girls as well. So the success that we saw last year was just exceptional. You know, as a player, to kind of play in front of crowds of 15 to 16,000 was pretty amazing, and the viewership as well was exceptional. And fingers crossed we can bring back those spectators and keep building similar to what we've seen in the men's Big Bash.
Yeah, good venue for it too, North Sydney Oval.
I love that ground. I think it's so cute and quaint, and the old pavilions. It has a little hill, and I mean, you're so close to the action as well. And for us, the boundary rope doesn't really come in at all. So hopefully, I hope maybe not off my bowling, we'll start to see some sixes into the crowd.
So you're combining the playing and commentating in the Big Bash?
Yeah, just for fun, just to keep myself busy.
Very busy indeed.
I really enjoyed last year playing with the Sydney Sixers. I didn't enjoy the fact that we lost the first, I think, seven games, and then we became on a winning streak and got us into the final. So I guess there's still some unfinished business. We've got the same squad with the an additional player of Dane van Niekerk, who's the captain of South Africa. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, it's a good group of players, and the reason why I came out of retirement was because, you know, these were my mates, and, you know, great opportunity to play with them again and to try something new. And so why not? We haven't got the trophy yet, so fingers crossed the Sixers can start off their campaign a lot better than they did in the first WBBL.
We certainly look forward to it. And Lisa, I just want to touch on your commentary these days. And for those who don't know, and a lot would know, you're involved around the world. Last year, we worked together on the ICC World 2020. You then stayed on for the IPL. You're working for the ABC at the moment in the men's games. You and Mel Jones are sort of changing commentary for female commentators or those who aspire, you're giving them a path.
Yeah, look, I think there's been so many female broadcasters in the past that have made the transition for us a lot easier. And then fellow commentators like yourself, Slats, have been so welcoming and understanding and I guess sharing your knowledge and your experience over the years with us. And hopefully we're bringing a different insight to the game, talking about maybe a few little things that are a bit different, maybe the colours of the shoes of the players, especially in T20 cricket. But look, it's certainly a great job, and I think we've got the best job in the world. You get to sit in an air-conditioned box normally
mostly.
And talk about the cricket.
Yeah, you've got to wear a helmet, though, just in case a ball comes up there.
Well, if you're next to heels,
dangerous.
You do. Lisa, give us a tip. Melbourne Stars are the $5 favourites, the Thunder $5, Hurricanes $6, Sixers $6.50, Brisbane Heat $7. Who do you like to win overall?
Is this Big Bash or Men's Big Bash?
No, this is Women's Big Bash. I know who you're cheering for, but who do you think's realistically going to be the winners?
I think Sydney Thunder, obviously, they've got the same group as well, and they've got the Indian vice-captain, Harmanpreet Kaur, coming out. The first Indian player to kind of be released from BCCI to play in a T20 competition. They'll certainly be up there. Hopefully we will.
Yep.
But the dark horse, I think, is Adelaide Strikers.
Ooh.
They've got Charlotte Edwards, who's the most experienced and most capped player in women's cricket. Tammy Beaumont, also from England, who's had some success. And then they've got a really young leg spinner who just made her debut for the Southern Stars, Amanda Wellington, who I think you'd be very impressed with when you see what she's able to do with the ball.
Look forward to it.
Good on you, Lisa. We thank you for your time, and good luck with spinning those up and scoring a few runs and doing your thing.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Well done. And everyone is now associating the Big Bash with the 10 Network. It might change when the rights come up, but it's live, free and exclusive this summer on Network 10.